Among other things, the proposed bills would set aside federal funding to create climate-related job training programs. Los Angeles Democratic Senator Elena Durazzo says her bill, SB 1375, would make the kinds of investments that will be needed.
We cannot train the future workers with the job skills without an ongoing fund. So a commitment to job quality, a commitment to training, means nothing without the money. Here's our opportunity. So without significant investments, California's not going to meet our goals. They did it in Pennsylvania. We can do it in California.
The unions are part of a coalition called California Labor for Climate Jobs, or CLCJ. The union members were in Sacramento on Wednesday to press lawmakers to support the package of bills. Amber Parrish is CLCJ's executive director.
I think we all represent workers who are impacted by climate change, like all of us. But I think you're also seeing a broad cross-section of people who want to make sure that these jobs are transitioned in a just way and that we're making sure that these jobs are good jobs and that those workers have the right to collectively organize and have a voice on the job. That creates an economy that's just and resilient for all of us.
Alex Morrison is a geographic information systems analyst with the City of San Francisco and co-chair of the SEIU 1021 Climate Justice Committee. He said the coalition also wants to make sure jobs are protected as energy companies transition to renewables.
You know, one of the things the coalition is fighting for is to close a loophole in order to make sure that these new refineries are still subject to the same safety standards as traditional oil refineries, to make sure that as we're seeing these changes in different industries, that workers are still protected and are still safe.
Jacqueline Tack is an environmental scientist at the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board and president of the California Association of Professional Scientists Union. She said she wants to see the state commit to retaining scientists who work on enforcing its environmental laws.
All across state service, within four state scientists, we're seeing these professionals that are out there trying to enforce these critical regulations that are on the job for 5 years and then they leave to go to higher paying positions elsewhere because the state really just can't recruit and retain the scientific workforce that it needs, especially at Cal OSHA where they're paid ultimately like 27% less than the folks that they're doing the same work as enforcement inspectors. So it's really dire at this point.
Some of the other bills the coalition are supporting would establish safety nets and hazard protections for workers whose jobs are impacted by climate change. Another would create a plan for schools to adopt climate-resilient building practices. I'm Zen Iqbal, reporting for KPFA.